Well, the biggest impact is, you know, I've had a chance to watch, you know, analyze and look, and the first thing we have to do is make March 12th and get there. And it's interesting. It's a puzzle, Joe. What you think you may look for on the draft, you may fill in unrestricted free agency. So to say right now where we're going to go, it all depends upon what's available and who's available and if they're the right fit. You know, like I said, the biggest thing is we've got to get to March 12th first. Well, you know, right now we're in the evaluation process in terms of, and it's not just as players, as you know, as talent. It's about the whole program. So right now we're working towards making those decisions, and very frankly, haven't made any yet. How do we get to March 12? I mean, obviously, there's going to have to be some work done, Joe. I mean, it's no secret. This isn't. You know, the bottom line is everybody knows we're over the cap and we've got to get there. So what we're doing is we're spending time trying to be as thoughtful as we can, because it's not just getting to March 12th, 2013. It's getting to March 12th, 2014, getting to March 12th, 2015. The biggest responsibility I have is to think long range and long term. I can't get tunnel vision and narrowed in. So getting to March 12th this year is also part of the plan is the next 2 years, so we're not standing here talking about it. It's absolutely terrific. It is truly a blessing, because number one, Mr. Richardson obviously understands the game. He knows what it takes. He knows what's required. He understands the sacrifice, and he understands there's a lot of moving parts. So that really is a huge plus for me. I think that if you look at the 10 of the 12 teams that were in the playoffs this year had true pocket passers. At the end of the day, the quarterback has to make plays from the pocket. He's going to have to. And that's really, I think a read option is an option, exactly what you called it. But at the end of the day, your quarterback has got to make plays from the pocket. And if he can't, you're going to struggle. You know, that's, you know, we haven't gotten completely, you know, that far. It's, you know, again, you can't just think about 2013. We've got to get beyond that. So, like I said, we've got to be thoughtful about this. And because with it being as flat as it's been the last couple of years and people are talking it's going to be that way for a couple more years, you got to try to climb out of the hole. And the only way you're going to do that is if you're thoughtful and you got to think for the next 3 years. I don't think you'll see a lot of change. I think that the offense that you saw at the end of the year is going to be where we're at. You know, the team closed awful strong. I mean, it winning five of the last six of the last 10 really speaks volumes about Ron, his staff, and the players. And I think once they get back to the downhill run game with D'Angelo and throwing vertical and play action, I think that's what you're going to see. I think it's basically, you know, similar to what we did in New York.
Cameron, Louisiana Tech quarterback, podium three.
You know, it's
Brown,
bring it
tackle, table two.
You know, it's
Roger Gaines, Tennessee State, tackle, table three.
You know, it's similar to what we did in New York, and I think that worked out pretty well. Well, the biggest thing is obviously the first couple of weeks were quite hectic, to say the least. You know, people lined up outside your door. So that's been a change. It's a change living in a hotel room and not going home to mama and the babies. That's different. But it's starting to slow down now. I'm starting to get comfortable with the people. They're getting comfortable with me. And I think that, you know, a lot of it is really just getting everybody on the same page, understanding what we need to do and how we need to get there, and understanding that it's, you know, about the Carolina Panthers. It's not about any one individual.